It's a great day outside, right? It's going to be better in here, just so let's not focus in on what's happening outside. It's getting sunny and warm out. It's going to be great in here today, because I believe that God is going to do something supernatural. I always come every Sunday with an expectation that God's going to touch your lives, that he's going to do something different, something new, resurrect something that had died, resurrect something that we put on the back shelf and we forgot about. I believe that today is a special day for a lot of people here. We are in the midst of a series called Let's Talk. Because the reality or the fact of the matter is God wants to talk to you and I. Now, I know some people, when you hear that, you get all wigged out. What? God wants to talk to me? Yes, God wants to talk to you. He wants to have a relationship with you. And when he has a relationship with you, just like when we have a relationship with a natural person, part of an important key aspect is communication. And so God wants to communicate with you and I. And what I love about God is he doesn't always want to communicate with us via somebody else, because God's a personal God. Now, God will use someone to bring you a word in season. God will use and speak through the Holy Spirit. But God wants to dialogue with you one-on-one. And I want to talk to you today about a young man in the Bible, and his name was Samuel. And I think a lot of us today, or some of us, might be where Samuel was in this particular section of Scripture in the Old Testament. I believe that some of us are hearing from God, but at times it's like we have bad cell reception. You ever been there before? You got that cell reception, and you're talking, and then all of a sudden you drop the call. It's like, now in the natural we get upset, we blame the phone, we start hitting the phone. We start yelling at our teenage kids to help us. Not that I've ever done that. Why am I not getting reception in here? Blah, 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 blah. All those things. And so we drop cell. Or we think that we can drive talking on our cell phones through the tunnel in New York City. And then we get in the middle of the tunnel and we get angry because we don't have the cell anymore. So I believe some of us are there with God. There's times when we're getting bits and pieces of the conversation, but at times there's something that may be blocking or stopping the flow of what God wants to say. Some of us have never experienced or heard the voice of God. Some of us, I believe, have had the unfortunate hearing a voice, not realizing if it was God or not. See, because we're not programmed like our smartphone. Yet, I said yet because it's coming starting today. We're not programmed with voice recognition to God's voice. See, we can talk to things now and it picks up our voice and it knows who we are. And so I could say things, and yet my son or my daughter would try to say things to the same device and it would ignore them. And I'm like, yeah, because it doesn't know your voice. And so we don't know at times if it's God's voice or somebody else's voice. These are a lot of things that we struggle with. But see, I believe that God's saying, hey, let's talk. Let's have a conversation. But let's not have a conversation once a month. Let's not meet every fourth Wednesday of the second month at 4 o'clock. Let's not quarterly get together. Let's not, you know, annually get together. No, let's talk daily. Let's have a relationship where you and I dialogue, and son or daughter, this is what I believe God says to me. He says, he talks about this. He's like, hey, Tommy, stop talking at me and start talking with me. When I say at, meaning, Lord, I need, Lord, I want, Lord, why not? But not like, God, I love you. I bless you, Jesus. You're all that I need. You know what? You are beautiful. You are full of, you are majestic. You are above and beyond everything I could. I love you, God, so much. And you know, Lord, I just want to lift you up and exalt you today. Thank you for blessing me with my family and my amazing church family and the opportunity to be a mouthpiece. God, thank you so much. See, this is what God wants when we have a conversation. And he wants us to say, you know what, God, I have a situation that has arose in my life. I didn't plan for it to happen. It just did. And you already know what it is, but God, let me just kind of share with you what I'm going through already, though you already know, but let me tell you one more time, and then I'm just going to sit back, God. I'm going to wait for you now to speak, and I'm going to wait for you to respond to me. And God, I understand that you speak in seasons, or you may only give me part of what I want now, and then want me to and still be still and quiet, then you can download more later. But God, I just want to talk with you. I want to have this dialogue back and forth. So that's what I think God wants. I don't think we serve a God that just wants to, you know, hear us. He wants to be a part, an integral part. My wife and I, we've been married this year, it'll be 26 years, and one of the key things other than Jesus in our life is communication, is the ability to communicate with one another. Because I've learned the art of listening. You all been married before. Husbands, you better learn the art of listening. Because there's times I've heard her, and hearing her and listening to her are two different things. See, hearing, and this is the same with God, hearing is something that we perceive with our ears, or when it's spiritual, with our spirit man. And it's gathering information, and you hear what's happening and what's around you and surrounding you. Because we live in a world that we hear a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that are vying for our ears, and so we hear various things at different decibels. But there's a difference when I listen. Because the minute I go from hearing something to listening, I become intentionally focused in on what that person is saying. Do you ever raise your kids, if you have kids, and be like, grab them by the face? Not in a harmful way. Don't freak out on me. Son, listen to what I'm saying. Look at me. See, that's what God wants. See, because even today in church right now, we're going to leave church, and some of you are going to be like, man, that was awesome. God, did you get what God said? And he was speaking this way. And some of us will be like, what church service were you at? Pastor Tommy was horrible this morning. I didn't sense any anointing. And if that's you, I'm going to pray for you and believe that you will never speak that way about me. No, because listen, we have bad days too up here. But you know what I mean? And then you kind of look at each other like, what do you mean? I sat right next to you. I was in the same service as you. Well, because what happened was some of us are only hearing today, while other of us are really listening to what's happening. There's a little bit of a difference. And so I want to kind of look at Samuel and kind of go over and help you and help myself to be a better listener. Amen? So when you have your Bibles, we're not going to stand yet, so we're not going to read, but in the Bible, in the Old Testament, because I'm going to tell the story a little bit before I read a section of Scripture, Samuel is a young man who is being mentored and working with Eli, a priest, in the tabernacle. And what's unique is he's doing the things or the duties of what goes on in the house of God. And one night, he goes to sleep. And the Bible says that, like, they slept close to the ark of God. I love that, because even when we hear, the closer you get, the more defined the sound or the voice becomes, right? Did you ever have your, you hear a beep at night, and you're like, okay, where's that coming from? And you go on a hunt, and you're listening, and all of a sudden it beeps again, so you go a little closer. And then you realize it might be your smoke detector down in the basement, but you heard it upstairs because it came through the vent, but it was very faint. But as you got closer, it got louder. Well, they would sleep by the ark. Well, one night in 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says that a voice was calling out to Samuel. Now Samuel jumps up, and he runs to Eli. He's like, Eli, Eli, you called me. You called. And Eli, he's older. He says he's up in age, And he's like, Samuel, I did not call you. Go back and go to sleep. Now, I believe that was like the really polite way of how he handled it. They wrote it down in the Bible, because I don't know about you. As you get older and someone wakes you, say at 2, 3 in the morning, it's not like, oh, son, that wasn't me. Can you just kind of go lay back down after a while, because it happens two more times? But all of a sudden, Eli realizes that, hey, God is wanting to speak to this young boy. See, it says that when you study this section of Scripture out, it talks about the Word of God and the prophets. They weren't real common everyday happening every day. Well, they were kind of what they would call rare, but they were still you know, happening. God would speak. He would have a vision. He would do something. But when it happened, at times it wasn't always happening, so it was kind of rare, and maybe some people didn't fully understand or didn't realize what was really happening. But Eli caught something by the second and third time that, oh, this is not, you know, just anything. This is God speaking. And so what he does is he tells Samuel to go and to stand when he hears the voice. And he says this in 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want to read one verse. He says, "Say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Listening. Your servant is listening. And so Samuel went back to the bed, and the Lord called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel got up, and he went and he said, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." So, Father, in Jesus' name, as we study this scripture today, we study other various scriptures this afternoon, God, I would ask that you'd truly minister the depth behind the meaning of each passage, that, Lord, the message and the points and what you need us to hear today, God, would be revealed with great clarity. And, God, we would get understanding and knowledge of how to apply what is needed to be better listeners, God, who will understand the art of listening to you as you speak to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And so I thought about Samuel. I thought about Samuel, and as always, I like to try to put myself in his shoes. When I read the Word, when I study the Word, I try to put myself in the situations that are there, what's happening, what's going on. It's just something I do. I don't know. It's some people it might be weird, but when Jesus is speaking, I try to see myself sitting where he would be speaking to people, whatever it may be. But I looked at Samuel because, you know, at one time I was Samuel. At one time God was speaking, and I didn't hear to understand whose the voice was. I didn't even realize it was God. And so I looked at it, and I looked at the passage, and what I realized was there are a few things that Samuel did or understood how to do that were needed that helped him be a better listener. And it's no different for us today. If we're going to be better listeners, I believe there are a few aspects that will help us. See, I believe that it's so important that if we're going to be a better listener regarding the voice of God as he wants to communicate with us, I have to go into it with a confident expectation and very attentive to what he would say. See, so what I'm saying to you, I got to come down today. I feel like I'm trapped up there at times. If you guys know me, I got to get down on the floor, get closer. But I when I go to God and I'm looking to hear from God's word, see, I go with an expectation that when I go into prayer, that when I'm reading the word, that when I'm at a church service or I'm listening to a podcast, I have an expectation that while I'm listening, God is going to speak a word. He's going to teach me something. He's going to reveal something to me. So the art of really being a good listener starts with having that expectation, that anticipation that something is going to happen. Something is going to be said. When my wife talks to me, I have an anticipation that what she says is going to mean something, is going to have meaning behind it, there's going to be depth behind what she's saying because she wants my full attention. It's no different with God. And see, Samuel, I believe, when he stood there that day, when he said, "Lord, speak," he had an expectation that God was going to say something. Because Eli told him to go do something a certain way, because the three previous times of this voice that he heard wasn't really Eli, and there was an understanding that's God speaking. And so now Samuel stands there with this expectation that when I say, "Speak, your servant listens," something's going to happen. Do we have an expectation level when we pray, when we read the word, when we gather in worship, when we listen to the message, when we listen to a podcast or watch it? Do we have an expectation that God is going to reveal something to us? If we go into it, this is just me, if we go into it not believing that it's going to happen, is it really, can it happen? Yeah. But we're already behind the eight ball by saying, you know what, Mr. Malinowski, can you pray for me? Because I need to be healed, but I don't believe that God will heal me, but can you pray for me anyways? That's not going to work. I have this expectation because the word says that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I've been healed of every sickness and every infirmity, every disease. So, brother, can you lay your hands on me and believe with me, binding our faith that God would do something in the heavenlies that would transform into the earthlies, and that this place would be tore back and I would be touched by the blood of Jesus and I would be healed. See, now I have an expectation in what the word says and the promises says, and I'm believing that it's going to take place. And that happens when it's God talking to us and we're interacting with God. Your servant speak, your servant waits. There's an expectation. See, I want to do what Jeremiah says. God, I'm calling on you because you said you'll answer. Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer. Hey, God, it's that time. Let's talk. Not me at you, but you with me. I believe it's going to happen, God. And then I'm attentive. Sometimes we just got to lock ourselves away. We got to put everything else aside. Remember Charlie Brown, the cartoon? I'm going to date myself. Charlie Brown, the cartoon? I know it made a big comeback recently. But remember the teacher that they would be doing stuff and you hear in the background, wah, 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 wah. No one's paying attention. They're not attentive to what she's saying or what she's doing. Because one's got a dirty blanket on, dancing around with dust everywhere. The other's banging on the piano. So there's chaos going on. Everyone can hear stuff, but no one's listening. No one's attentive to what's really happening. And so for me, to be a good listener, I have to be attentive. See, the Bible says Samuel, when he heard it, he got up and he said, speak, and he was waiting. He was attentive for what was going to happen. He was giving full attention to it. I think it's important for us to know that. I think it's important for us not only to know that I should go in with an expectation, a confident assurance that it's going to happen, that I'm dialed in and I'm being attentive and I'm paying attention to what's happening, but also confident that there's an assurance that God's going to speak to me. Do you know why I'm confident God speaks to me? Do you want to know why? Two reasons. One, he loves me. And two, I'm a son of God. And if he's anything like the Bible says he is, which he is, and he's more, our heavenly Father wants relationship with his earthly children. I don't know. I know for me, as an earthly father, I crave communication with my children. I crave talking to my kids. I crave listening to my kids. And that's in the natural sense. How much greater is it in the heavenly sense of God Almighty? See, so I can go in confidently knowing because of my relationship with God that he's my heavenly daddy, that he wants to talk to me. And that he's going to, because his promises talk about it, his words talk about it. Everything about God leads to this fact that, you know what? He wants to dialogue with me because he loves me. If he did not love me, he would not have died on a cross like that. He wouldn't have come from the heavenlies to earth. He wouldn't have gone through what he went through. The beating, the scourging, the whipping, the ridicule, the spitting on, the kicking. He wouldn't have gone through all that if he didn't love his creation. And that love tells me that he wants to spend time with me. And he wants to, so I'm confident, I have an assurance that because of the love relationship that I have with him, he's going to talk to me. My kids are a little bit older than some of your kids, and so time doesn't really mean anything to them, so to text daddy at 2 in the morning means absolutely nothing. But you know what? I respond. Why? Because they want to talk. They want interaction. And that's what God wants. He wants interaction. So I'm confidently assured that's going to happen. But in the midst of it all, I'm open to what he's willing to say. See, Samuel stood there and really probably didn't know what was really about to happen, but he was open to receive the word that God was going to speak to him, right? He was open to it because he said, speak, your servant listens. He's open. And see, now, when it comes to being open to what God's saying, because if you read on, and I didn't read the whole passage after this, The word that God speaks to him isn't a positive word that's going to make him jump up and down and scream amen and shout and wave flags and do backflips off the brazen altar and all these other things. No, it was a word that was actually for Eli that it was very serious, that some things were going to happen that weren't going to be good. But he had to be willing to hear the word that God would speak to him and then be the mouthpiece later down the road to share that word. And that's no different than us, because when God speaks to us, sometimes it's not always about prosperity and blessing and being uplifted and, you know, just outpouring of love. Sometimes God speaks words of discipline. I can't even say that. No, I'm kidding. He speaks words to us that say, you know what? That wasn't really the right move you should have done. Words of correction. And so if we're going to have dialogue and be good listeners, one of the arts is receiving openly the words that would be spoken. Now, when the natural, you know, growing up, I'll use Bishop Tom and Pastor Shirley. You know, my whole life I've been Tommy. They tried to force me to go to Thomas when I came into ministry, you know, 25 years ago, but I had to have this whole conversation at the time saying, no, it's Tommy, because it's Bishop Tom or Thomas, and I'm Tommy. But I knew one thing. At home, when it went from Tommy to Thomas, we knew that that was going to be a conversation that wasn't about prosperity and blessing and everything else. It was about, son, come, let's sit in the booth and talk. We had a booth growing up, like a restaurant-type booth, you know, where you had the booth and the table, and you sat there. I would have rather bend over and got the paddle than sit there and have that conversation. Give me 5 whacks today. I'm all good to go. You know what I'm saying? No, let's talk about this. See, but I had to be open to receive what was being spoken to me from my earthly father. Even though I may not have wanted to hear it or heard it. And that's the same thing with us. If we're going to be great listeners, we need to realize that God is going to download some things to us that may not always be what we want to hear, but it's what we need to hear. And that's what makes it different. We need to hear all that God would say to us. The good, the bad, those things that bring and enhance blessings on our lives, and those things that bring discipline and correction and conviction into our lives, because those conversations will continue to mold and shape who we are as believers, as servants of God Almighty, and they bring benefit to our lives. Actually, a word of blessing is just as important as a word of correction. Did you know that? Think about that. A word of blessing from God is just as important as a word of correction or discipline, because it takes me from where I shouldn't be and begins to rear me and steer me back to where I need to be. And so I'm not only confident, I'm not only attentive in my listening, I'm not only coming with an expectation that God, you're going to say something and I'm open to hear what you have, but there will come a time when you're a listener. And I'm a listener of God, and this one's tough for me. I struggle with this one out of them all, these two right here, where I have to be quiet and patient. I have zero patience. It's really weird. I'll walk in the supermarket with my shopping cart. There's 30 aisles. I have no problem walking 4 times up and down looking for the shortest line, because I'm like, oh, nope, 1 there, nope, 2 there, nope, nope. No, come on, are you kidding me? We have 42 aisles here, and half of them aren't opening, and look at all these people. Oh, what am I? What's my rush? Why am I so impatient? And see, when it comes to God, you know what's important? I did this last night at about 11. I sat here for 15 minutes not speaking, not saying a word, not interceding for today's service, not praying for more of God's Holy Spirit, not asking God for anything, but I just sat here quietly. Because I wanted to see if God had anything else to say. I just focused in. I gave him my full attention for about 15, 20 minutes. Just sat here. Actually, I laid down for a little bit, sat back up, put my feet over here, and I'm like, sat and looked at the beauty of our sanctuary, sensing the presence of God's Holy Spirit, because I just want all that God has for me. And sometimes, as being a person who's a good listener, We have to be quiet and still. And we have to be patient. See, the Bible talks about in Psalms and multiple scriptures that we're to be still before him. One says we're to be quiet and still, patiently waiting for God. I believe it's Psalm 46 or Psalm 62 talks about it, that we're to be still and quiet, patiently waiting for what God would say and how God would move. And it's so important for us to realize that, because it's an integral part of listening. If I'm always busy, I will miss things. You know, a while back, years ago, everyone started to become multitaskers. You know what a multitasker is, right? I am not a multitasker. I can't text on the phone, drink a coffee, pump gas, and do something. I just can't do that. That's not me. My brain doesn't think that way. I'm more maybe one, two possible things at a time. And so if you were a multitasker, you were this, you were that. But what I come to realize, while in the midst of trying to be a multitasker, I was missing so many things that was going on around me, because it took all my attention away in the busyness of everything. And so patience means I just wait on God. Because you know that sometimes when God speaks to you and I, he gives us a word, right? And he'll do this. He's going to give you a word. He's going to share something with you. But he's not going to give you the whole thing at one time. He's going to give you a part of it. He's going to be part of your vision or your dream for the future. He's not going to lay it all out at one time for you. I believe for a multitude of reasons he does that. I know for me, it's because if he shows me the whole picture, at some point I will find myself not believing that I got this. And all of a sudden I remove the leading of the Holy Spirit and begin to try to do things on my own, in my own strength and my own ability. But also, I believe he gives us part of it to see what we're going to do with it, how we're going to tend to the seed, how we're going to make the necessary changes or adjustments and begin to work at what he's already given us. And then as we're patiently waiting, later down the road, he gives us the other part of it. Or he might give it in three parts or four parts. But we might miss it if we're not attentive and at times being still and quiet before him. This one drives me crazy. This is the one I have a conversation about God with. God, why do we got to be quiet? You know me. I can't. You know, if you've been around me, I don't sit still. I can't. You know, it's just one of those. It's one of those things. But to be a better listener, I have to be quiet. My kids are in their 20s, and I learned this quick: to sit while they're talking and let them say everything before I say a word. Quietly and patiently wait for them to say everything. Because if I jump in too early, the conversation may go sideways. I may lose what they're really trying to communicate to me. Because as they're speaking and I'm not patiently, quietly, attentively listening to them, every word that they're saying, I might even be losing the meaning of what they're trying to convey to me. And so I just have to learn how to do that. And that's the same with God. See, when you listen, you're focusing in on every word that's being spoken. Every word that's being spoken, you're focusing in on. What is the meaning of that word? What is the meaning of the whole conversation? What is, who texts messages in here? Anyone use a text? Anyone text? Y'all text? All right. Now, when you text, right, how many of you know that when you get that text message and you open it up and you read it, you know, you're hanging on to every word, aren't you? If you weren't, you wouldn't be like, oh my gosh, they put an exclamation point after that word. You know what that means, that they put an exclamation point there? Holy cow. Why would they say something so serious and then put the laughing emoji that the person's crying? Do they even know what that means? Do you see what I, so we hang on to every single word. We're focused in now. We're not hearing it unless you can activate your phone to talk it back to you, but you're attentively paying attention to everything. And that's what God wants from us, is that same type of attention, so we don't get the wrong understanding of what he's trying to say to us. See, because then as he speaks those words, and I'm about to wrap this up, is when he speaks those words, is in the midst of all that, not only like Samuel, will I be expectant? Am I expecting God to speak? And am I giving him my full attention? And am I assured because where I am today in my relationship with God and how much he loves me and what we have, that he's going to speak to his child, and I'm going to be open to what he has to tell me, good, bad, and indifferent, in my opinion, of what he's saying. Because everything that God says is good and true. We just as people may not want to hear it, but I'm going to receive it anyways, because that's part of being a good listener, is I'm open to hear what you have to say, God. And I'm going to learn the art of being quiet and settled before you and patiently waiting for more. But I also, one good thing when it comes to being a child of God, listen to him, is that I become submissive, and it's not a bad word, to what he's saying. That I'm going to then pursue what is talked about, what is spoken, what is released to me. It's saying, God, you know what? I'm going to yield who I am, what my desires and my own wants may be, because you are speaking this to me at this particular time. That's a great part of being a listener, is also then receiving what you have and doing something with it. But not only will I be submissive unto you, because, you know, Samuel, you know, he got that word from the Lord about Eli. And that's not a good, that wasn't an easy word. It was about his sons and about, you know, the abomination and disrespect for God and the things of God, and God was done with it and had to deal with the situation. And what was crazy was that Samuel got the word from God, and the next morning, Eli's like, Samuel, what did God say to you? And now Samuel's got a choice here. Am I going to obey what God said and tell him this? Because that's my friend, that's my mentor, that's who I'm kind of studying under. And this word is not like uplifting. It's not like, hey, you just won the lottery, or hey, you just got this. No, it's like, listen, man, your kids are a mess, and because you didn't do anything about your kids being a mess, God's not happy. And because God's not happy, he's got to deal with the situation. That's getting a little bit ugly up in here. And Eli's like, no, tell me, Samuel, what is it? And so Samuel has to tell the word, because he was what? He was a great listener. Part of listening then is obeying and doing that which we're told or what has been spoken to us. Right? It's part of the deal. But in all of it, though, let us never forget to always be reverent for the words of God and what God speaks to us. I said at the first service, worship team, you can come up, we're going to pray. I said at the first service, one thing that I believe the American church for some reason has lost, and I know it's a generalization, is the reverence for the things of God, for the Spirit of God, for the move of the Holy Spirit, for a lot of things. And part of being a good listener is never losing the awe of who God is, the awe of God's spoken word, the awe of God's written word, the awe of the conversation and the reverence that God has for you. I hold everything near and dear to my heart that God would speak to me. I encourage you at the beginning of this series to buy a journal and to begin to write those things that you're sensing that God is saying or speaking or how God's leading you. If you don't want to buy a journal, download the Notes app, or there's tons of free apps that you can put on your phone that at any time you're praying and sent, you can open that up and write it down, because here's the reality of this. By Wednesday, probably half of us won't remember what was spoken today, because there's a million other voices out there vying for your attention, and you're going to be bombarded. And so what you do is during service, as you're listening, you're writing, and as you're writing, you're putting down what God's speaking to you. And then when you go back, you can say, oh, this is the conversation that God and I had on Sunday morning, you know, June the 30th, today the 30th, yes. June the 30th at 10 a.m., God spoke this to me. Began to reveal and speak to my heart. Now I have it on paper so I can go back. And if it's a word of encouragement or a word of blessing and a word of what's going to happen now, God, I thank you for that word. And God, I know in your time, in your season, it will come to pass. So I will patiently wait, God, for you begin to move. But I'm gonna cover this in prayer, God. And I'm going to try to be as obedient as possible to doing all that you want me to do to see this word come to pass. God, I love you. You are holy. You are above and beyond. We got to have that reverence. Did you ever go to a church before where When you walk in, you're afraid to even whisper because you just sense the presence of God, the reverence. It's important, I believe, even as being a good listener, that we're submissive and that we're reverent. We take what God tells us as so holy and so true and so important that we just don't be like, yeah, God spoke to me this morning, no big deal. No, that's a huge deal. Anytime God impresses something on your heart or within you, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. It's so important. And we can't take the word for granted. We can't take the promises for granted. We can't take the interaction between you and your Lord and Savior for granted. Write it down. Voice act. There's now voice act. I tried that. I heard all these pastors talking about, oh, get the voice activated app. And you can, you know, just, you know, something comes up and you can. I tried that. It didn't work. I was like, thought I was recording stuff. And then you don't turn it off. And you got 4 hours of you know, music in the car and cutting the lawn and everything else going. I'm like, what? That's not God speaking. That's not what he told me. That's the lawnmower going. But write it down because it's so important. I can go back to the beginning and have words written down that I still find to be sacred because God spoke them to me when I was a boy, when I was a young adult coming into ministry, even up until last week. Write it down. I want to be a better listener. Anyone else want to be a better listener? Let's stand to our feet this morning. And we do that by simply this, being confident. We do that going into knowing that God, believing he's going to speak to you, being attentive, giving him our full attention. We're going to go into it assured because of our relationship in him. Any loving daddy would want to be and spend time with his child, his son or his daughter. So you're going to have that communication also that, you know what, I understand the importance of quiet time. I understand the importance of being patient, not rushing ahead, but also not lagging behind when it's time to move out. And that I'll never stop giving God all the reverence that he deserves. Understanding there are things that are holy that will always be holy and sacred, and we must honor them and respect them and continue to lift them up, as well as that whatever openly word that I receive from God, because that's part of being a good listener, is openly receiving what he would say to us, good or even words of corrections, that I will act on it. I will yield myself unto him, and I will step out on it. If we could begin to activate those few aspects, I believe that your ears will open up. Your spiritual ears will begin to open up in a greater dimension to help you hear God. Remember last week, God speaks. He spoke through his word. He spoke through his prophets. He spoke through the Holy Spirit. He spoke in a multitude of ways to a multitude of people, and he still speaks today. And it's just a matter of positioning ourselves and doing what is necessary to tune in to hearing what he's saying. And so let me pray for you, though. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that my sheep hear my voice and they recognize it. Voice activation doesn't happen unless there's a recognition of the voice itself. And when it comes to Jesus, the way we recognize his voice is through relationship. And it starts with that decision to become a son or daughter of God. It's done with a beginning of a simple prayer and then a lifestyle of devotion to the belief and the Christian lifestyle. It starts with a prayer of repentance, of saying, God, you know what, Lord, forgive me for I've sinned. I haven't done everything perfect, but God, I recognize that now, and I ask you to forgive me. And God, I ask you to be a part of my life. And you can pray this in your head right now with me. Pray it in your spirit, man. God, I ask you to be a part of my life. Jesus, I recognize and I believe that God sent you to this earth and that you walked for a season in the natural form of humanity. But you died on the cross, and then you went to the grave, and you rose from the grave. And God, I believe that that took place, and I believe that you now sit at the right hand of the Father. Be my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, fill me. Consume every part of who I am. Give me the strength to do a 180 in those areas of my life that would take me away from things that would not be encouraged by you, God, but help me to walk the path as your word lights the path before me. Thank you for all that you have done And thank you for dying for me. And thank you for writing my name in the book of eternity. That's the simple prayer of salvation. Father, I thank you for everyone who's here today. As we open these altars, God, the stirring on their heart, I would pray that you would begin to continue to stir them not to run out of the facility, but to run to the place where they can be ministered to one-on-one with you, God. Lord, I pray that every word spoken would be words and seeds of life planted within our spirit, man, that your Holy Spirit will continue to water and bring back to remembrance those things that are necessary to help me and help everyone in this church building be a better listener and learning the art of listening to hear your voice with great clarity. Lord, help us to be confident, open, attentive, willing, yielded, quiet, patient, standing in awe and reverence of you, God. Every one of those aspects that we see many people throughout the word, even Samuel standing there, God, let us begin to apply, help us to apply those particular things and even others that we would come to know, that we would be a better listener of what you would be saying. God, we love you, we honor you, we bless you. I pray traveling mercies for those who are traveling this day. Lord, let every family picnic, let every family time spent today be time of quality, of love, of celebration, of joy, of happiness, of peace. God, we thank you for our church family, but we also thank you for our immediate family. Lord, I pray great blessings upon everyone in this place. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Here's what I want to do. I want to ask our prayer team to make their way down here. We're going to leave the altars open for ministry today. And so if you want prayer for anything, it could be about today's message, or it could be about anything else that you may be going dealing with in life, or something may be coming up, you have a job interview, whatever, it doesn't matter. We will pray. We want to pray with you and believe with you that God will have breakthrough and you will experience an outpouring of his love in your life. Amen? So we're going to leave these altars open. Check the bulletin. There's great things happening from the golf tournament to the Vacation Bible School. Pastor Dennis Shears will be back with us for a Sunday morning in July, three times during the day, both services in the morning and then at night. Some amazing things, church picnics coming up. So make sure you're checking the website and the bulletin. And there's a new discipleship class starting, the 40-day Daniel fast with interactive things, weekly outings and stuff. And so if you want to join a small group, I encourage you to be a part of that as well. But God bless you. Thanks for being with us today. May the Lord be with you and continue to strengthen you and download all that he needs to download into you. Amen? God bless you. Safe travels.